This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site. You get to control the content of the site should you wish. Whatever it is you find online that you think is interesting that you would like to share with the host of the show as well as other listeners, you may do so over at freetalklive.com. Simply submit whatever it is you want as show prep. Maybe it's a YouTube video, news article, blog post, something fun, picture, whatever. You submit the URL. It appears on our website on the upcoming stories page, and it must then receive a certain number of votes in order to make it up to the front and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So we're going to have a guest. Hopefully we'll be able to round her up at some point. There may have been a miscommunication about what time it was supposed to be or something like that.
We'll see.
We're going to talk to the
organizer,
the lady behind the creator of this third-party debate that is going to be happening tomorrow night. Now, from what I understand, like, the big debate is happening tonight.
If you listen to the mainstream media, the last debate is this evening.
Is tonight.
But, of course, that's not true. Larry King will be hosting the free and equal debate.
Yep.
And you can go to freeandequal.org in order to listen to that debate. Free Talk Live is a sponsor of it, and it's going to have Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, Rocky Anderson, or whatever from
the Justice Party,
and Virgil Good. So, you know, I'm much more interested. There's going to be more ideas batted around, and I think, you know, it's going to be a much more interesting debate than, you know, these two guys.
It usually is.
Competing for who's more moderate.
It usually is, and it will be aired, as I understand it, probably on the Internet, but also on RT and Al Jazeera English. So RT English and Al Jazeera English, two locations you can go, and I believe they both stream online, so you probably can just go to their sites and see it that way. I know there's going to be a debate-watching party here in Keene with some of the activists. So you want to talk about the one debate actually worth spending some time on? That's probably going to be the Free and Equal debate tomorrow night. Although, you know, my concern is that Gary Johnson, you know, as good of a politician or whatever that he is, he's still not truly a liberty-minded guy. And so it's always unfortunate to have somebody who's not truly principled in a debate with other people, because inevitably he won't be advocating for the ideas of liberty. He'll just be advocating, you know, smaller government positions, maybe ending the war on drugs and things like that. It's not going to be
positions.
Yeah, he's got some good positions, but he also supports the fare tax, which is not good. So that's
most liberty-oriented candidate in the running right
now. I'm glad he's getting, you know, another little bit of a debate time. That's good, and I think that there's value in it. But it's not the same as watching a third-party debate with somebody like Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik, for instance. Now, I believe we might actually have our special guest here. Is this Christina?
Hello, Christina here.
Hi, Christina. We were just talking about your debate. You're on Free Talk Live, and we are live on the air, so welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me, and thanks for your patience.
Oh, no problem. I'm sure you've got your hands full of all kinds of things to set up for tomorrow night. So what time does the debate start tomorrow?
Sure, it's tomorrow at 8 p.m., from 8 p.m. to 9:30 Central Time. We are at the Hilton, Chicago.
Okay, so it starts at 9 Eastern, 8 p.m. Central?
That's correct.
Got it. And we were just talking about where it will be visible. Folks can go to RT English and Al Jazeera English to see this?
And also C-SPAN. C-SPAN just stopped on board today. They're going to have it live.
Oh, that's good.
So all those different entities. And you can also go onto our website, freeandequal.org, to do the debate live as well, wherever you want.
And where is it happening, by the way? I don't know that.
It's at the Hilton Chicago, right off the Magnificent Mile, that is, Michigan.
So can folks, is it still too late to get tickets, or can folks walk up and, you know, get in the day of?
Sure, they can buy tickets online at half price, at $12.50, or in person at full price, $25.
Got it.
Tickets are still available at freeandequal.org.
Now, freeandequal.org, I feel like I've been on the email list for a while. How long has the organization been around? Tell me a little bit about it.
It actually came about in 2008.
Yep.
I started working full-time for the last few months, and I'll be doing that for the rest of my life. And it derived from us doing the 2008 presidential debate between independent candidate Ralph Nader and Constitution Party Chuck Baldwin at the Mayflower in Washington, D.C.
So
So they didn't have the Libertarian for that particular debate?
I think he turned down the invitation. Am I right?
He turned it down, as well as the Green and I think one other. Oh, the Green and Libertarian.
Unfortunate.
It was very difficult to get candidates to confirm, just on the basis that Bob Barr would only do a debate with Ralph Nader, and Ralph Nader would only do a debate if Bob Barr was there. So, fortunately, we did get Ralph there, and he debated Chuck Baldwin, and, well, it was there on C-SPAN, the number one politically archived video of the season. You're dealing with a lot of different personality types when you're putting together debates, and we're fortunate to have four candidates confirmed next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, pretty much every candidate, you know, all the majors of the minor candidates out there.
I think it's good news. And plus, you've got Larry King as the moderator, which I was talking about this a few days ago on the program, how I've seen these third-party debates over the years, and I can never, I can't recall for you who any of the moderators were. I think they were just, you know, some C-SPAN host. But now it's Larry King, which I think, you know, brings a level of credibility to the third-party debates.
Absolutely.
It sure does. I like to call it an all-inclusive debate. I mean, we're just, you know, inviting candidates to discuss things, you know, about the real issues, from foreign policy to the economy, the things that people care about. And we're really looking forward to that. We have YouTube and Scouts and, you know, a lot of social networks and media. Technology is really making a difference and impact.
For sure.
You know, on many different things. So we're going to have people submitting questions. And
that's one of my questions was going to be is how are the audience members going to be able to participate in this? Are the submissions just going to come from people who are there? Will you be taking submissions online as well?
Yeah, we took them online through Facebook and through a thing called Pouts and YouTube. So it's really interactive, really cool. And you know, we took a poll, too, and we took the questions of what most people were interested in having asked. So very, very cool, and this is one of many more debates we plan on doing. And for more than just debates that bring equal elections, we're here to unite the grassroots movement across the spectrum to reform the electoral system throughout the United States. So we're here for good, for the long haul.
Great.
Now, you did invite the major party candidates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we invited Romney and Obama, and we haven't heard back from them.
No, I mean, it just goes to show. We were talking about how I guess there was a leak of their documents for the last debate, mm-hmm. You know, the agreement and that kind of thing. And apparently, the questions by the public had to be approved ahead of time. And if one of the members of the public asked a question that wasn't approved, you know, they changed their mind or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess they were going to cut him out and toss him off the stage.
Yeah.
And
beat
him up out in the alley or something like that. So I mean, you know, these questions weren't legit in the first place.
So I think it's great that the free and equal debate will have a much more open format, and it's also great that all the candidates will be there. So, Christina, freeandequal.org is the website. Folks, go there, bookmark the site. You guys are going to be streaming it live tomorrow night.
Freeandequal.org.
That's right, freeandequal.org. Also, C-SPAN, also RT, and Al Jazeera English.
That's exciting.
So that alone is, you know, the extra coverage
from
many
others. We have 25 different media outlets, the largest Japanese newspaper.
Is NPR, what about NPR? Will they be there?
I think so. I think we've done interviews. Yeah, NPR, CNN, I interviewed with them yesterday, radio, ABC, got confirmed. I think Fox is about to hop on board, the Tribune.
Well, when you say they're going to hop on board, you mean they're going to have a reporter there. They're not going to be covering it live, right?
I'm just not even sure.
Okay. They could do whatever they want.
It sure would be nice if they did cover it live. That would be amazing if they actually did. I'm a bit of a cynic when it comes to mainstream media covering events like this, however.
Well, I'm kind of a little more positive about it because now the international press is shining a light on it. It kind of forces the money in politics.
It's a good point. A little bit of competition does a lot for that sort of thing. Christina, thanks for the call tonight. I know you're busy. I appreciate your time, and good luck tomorrow night. Hope everything goes smoothly.
I will be watching.
That we'll continue to see this happen in the future, as you've said, and it's great that Free Talk Live was able to be a part of it, and thank you again for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen,
appreciate
for your
it.
Time.
That's Christina Tubman from freeandequal.org. 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security, too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we give to you there, including listening options. You go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you will have access to three different live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so different bit rates for different internet connection speeds, all of it free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can listen on over 110 radio stations across the country. You can get a list of them at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, and it's up on that free-to-air KU-band satellite. You can also watch RT and Al Jazeera English. Plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of RT, they've got a shocking story. This will be a real revelation for you.
Two anarchists remain locked up as prosecutors attempt to coerce the testimonies they've been subpoenaed to give about acts of vandalism in the Pacific Northwest. In the meantime, though, the FBI has accidentally blown the cover off of its own case. Ever since Leah Plant, Catherine Cotillo Olgenick, and Matt Duran were asked to testify before a federal grand jury earlier this year, all three self-identified anarchists have been adamant about remaining silent. For refusing to speak, federal prosecutors have since put the trio of 20-something activists behind bars over contempt of court charges, with Plant being awarded her freedom only in recent days.
So what's the first name of Plant?
Leah.
So she was the one who went in last.
Correct. We talked about her last week, a 24-year-old young lady who did go in last of the three and has actually been released, was released sometime late last week.
I wonder why they released her, but they didn't release the other two.
I don't know. Maybe she got more attention because she's more attractive than the other two. I don't know.
And she put out the blog
post. The other two are guys, right?
No. One is a female. The other is a male.
I never hear anything about them.
Well, I mean, we talked briefly about them.
That was it.
We talked briefly about them and gave the website for folks to send them mail, which is supportresist.net. I'm sure they would appreciate hearing from you, considering they are still in the federal maximum security SeaTac prison. But, you know, they just, for whatever reason, you know, she was better covered than the other two.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that was necessarily the reason. It could be, though.
It certainly could be. Anyway, there was a video about her and her final statement, and that was very persuasive, and I'm sure that video helped propagate her case, and I don't know if the other two had the same coverage. I didn't hear about it happening until Leah Plant, so I hadn't heard about the first two being put in. Anyway.
That's true. I'd heard about them being put in, but
oh,
I didn't
really?
Know anything else. Yeah.
Well, for refusing to speak, they've been put behind bars, and as her colleagues continue their imprisonment, though, where they could remain for the entirety of the 18-month grand jury investigation, the FBI has failed to provide to the press or to the public alike any information as to why they've targeted the known activists or what role they could play in unraveling a greater conspiracy. On Thursday, legal documents...
As apparently, none of these people were actually at the event, and they can, you know, there's proof. Like, the FBI knows
they weren't even in the city at the time.
Right.
On Thursday, legal documents intended to be cloaked indefinitely were accidentally unsealed in U.S. District Court in Seattle for a moment, finally offering a small bit of insight as to why the FBI has been targeting adherents to a specific ideology and intensifying what some have equated to a politically motivated witch hunt aimed at anarchists. And I can tell you that, you know, I don't like the term anarchist, don't consider myself an anarchist, because I think it's very negative, talks about what you're against, and I think the connotation of it is that you're against rules, and I don't think that's not certainly not the case for me.
I think it's a confusing term that lots of people use, and it doesn't apply to anyone at all.
Well, it makes me wonder what their beliefs are, because...
Why they call themselves an anarchist?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I can't help, and this is just my speculation, I can't help but feel like they're the anarcho-communist type.
It's a reasonable speculation.
Right. There's basically two different types of anarchists out there for people who may or may not know. And this is just the basics. There's, of course, anarcho-primitivists and anarcho-feminists and things like this. You can put anarcho in front of anything. But... there's essentially the anarcho-socialists, which are, you know, socialists running around pretending they're anarchists, and the anarcho-capitalists, which are essentially libertarians pretending like they're anarchists and running around calling themselves anarchists. And, you know, neither one of these people believes in no government. What, you know, the anarcho-capitalists believe in is a polycentric form of governance where people can choose governments for themselves or, agencies to protect themselves or that kind of thing, whatever term you want to use for this. And what the socialists believe is that everybody should be free to believe exactly what we believe.
Yeah, the whole anarcho-communist thing doesn't really make any sense to me. It seems to be a bit contradictory. But I don't like the term anarchist at all. But nonetheless... there are people within our movement who call themselves anarchists, and therefore, you know, it's an interesting thing to the FBI. They've actually sent, they arrested Rich Paul, who is a local activist here in the Keene area. I believe he was just around recently, but has moved elsewhere recently in the state. But they attempted to get him to roll over on other activists by attempting to get him to wear a wire into the Keene Activity Center here, the Keene Activism Center. and he refused that offer and then proceeded to inform us about it. There's detail on that. If you search freekeen.com for FBI, you'll have some information come up there. So we know they've attempted to infiltrate here in New Hampshire, and they apparently have also been doing so in the Northwest. According to the Seattle Times, they're reporting that an affidavit dated October 3rd was momentarily made available during last week's court proceedings, revealing to those in attendance that the investigation into Plant and her peers dates back to earlier this year when the FBI first began spying on a group of suspected anarchists they believe were conspiring to commit acts of violence and destruction. Beginning as early as April 9th, the FBI was conducting surveillance on alleged anarchists from Portland, whom soon after planned to travel to Seattle to participate in the May 1st Day of Action activities held in coordination with other locales across the country, which is a hint to what it is that these folks believe, because May 1st is May Day.
Yeah, and that's a pretty common communist holiday.
Why is that?
It was a people's holiday back mm-hmm. in Europe,
like a workers' revolution kind of thing, right?
And it was co-opted to some extent. I mean, May Day didn't have a lot of religious connotations to it, and the communist revolutions were anti-religious.
The feds followed a group of six suspects across state lines from Portland, Oregon, into Olympia, Washington in the days before the May Day activities and drafted an indictment that could eventually lead them to charge the group with conspiracy, destruction of government property, and interstate travel with intent to riot, according to the 34-page document viewed by the Times, though so far none of the six suspects have been formally charged with any crimes. The affidavit...
But they're in jail and have been in jail for weeks.
Well, it's not made clear if they're talking about the same people here. Although many anarchists are law-abiding, this is an actual quote from the paper. Although many anarchists are law-abiding, there's a history in the Pacific Northwest of some anarchists participating in property destruction and other criminal activity.
Now, this is called
their philosophy.
In people that call themselves anarchists, parlance. This term just doesn't mean anything to me. But in anarchist parlance, this is called direct action. Is that you can't use the government in order to end itself? And I see value in that statement. But the suggestion that you can somehow use violence or these kind of things to get what you want, vandalism. I tend to think that is not the path. That the path is, if you're going to, the path to whatever it is you want to achieve is convincing people.
855-450-FREE. I totally agree. Throwing a Molotov cocktail in, to a storefront is not going to persuade.
Yeah, it's not going to stop capitalism.
1-855-450-3733. We'll continue with more about the FBI infiltrating anarchist enclaves here in a moment. Also, you're welcome to share your story or experience. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built in right there to the same page, all of it free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in procuring some precious metals, the place to do that is gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will you get the precious metals that you want, either as a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, but you'll get them at some of the best prices you're going to be able to find, and at least do some comparison shopping. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and you help Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about the FBI infiltrating anarchist groups. We'll get back to the story here from RT in a moment. Johnson's on the line listening in keen to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Johnson.
Hey, so I actually wanted to talk about this story about the anarchists. So I don't think that anything that's come out from the FBI so far has said anything directly about it being about the May Day protests. I think that's been media and particularly also activist speculation that it had anything to do with the May Day protests. And supposedly the grand jury was drawn up, or they started that process all the way back in March. So that kind of points to it not being about the May Day protests.
Mm-hmm.
And also what has been released in the media so far is that they were going after them for violent crime. Now, that's all that's supposedly been said so far. And, you know, if they have engaged in violent crime at some point in the past, then, you know, I find it hard to have sympathy for someone who is engaged in violence on other people.
Sure.
Or even on other people's property. And
but that hasn't been alleged at all, right? Like, it's only speculation that Leah Plant and her associates, Matt and Cotillo, that are currently... The FBI has alleged what?
Violent crime. That's what they went after them for. That's the only thing that...
Well, why hasn't she been charged?
I've never heard of a situation like this, though, Johnson.
She's been released.
Right.
So not only... Yeah.
So there's no evidence that you know, they committed any violent crimes. Otherwise, they'd be charged with it, right?
You think that a person should be jailed for not testifying in front of it, for refusing to testify in front of a grand jury?
No, of course not. But if they would,
that's the situation.
If someone has been has engaged in violent crime, they bring them to trial, and then they refuse to testify. You know,
you're under no obligation to testify about.
Does the Fifth Amendment say that you have no obligation to incriminate yourself?
Sure, yeah, absolutely, 100%. I agree with that, 100%. But then, I mean, what's going on here? Wouldn't they move to trial, regardless of whether or not the person's testifying or not? Like, that's what's weird about this.
Yeah, it does seem very strange. I mean, that it's what seems to be their concern. The sad case is the police work in this country has diminished to getting people to snitch on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what apparently appears to be the case is that the investigators don't know what to do when people won't snitch on each other because, criminals just snitch on each other. So
they ratchet up the pressure. I mean, that's all they got.
Right. So the modern day equivalent of sitting them down and crushing their feet until they testify, which is what they used to call cruel and unusual punishment, seems to be the same thing. So let's put them in jail until they talk.
See, I also find this a particularly hard one, though, because that these anarchists, and, they are calling themselves anarchists, and a lot of the anarchists in the Pacific Northwest are of this anarcho-communist variety. And I've had a lot of extensive conversations with a lot of the anarcho-communists, anarcho-syndicalists, anarcho-mutualists who have this belief set. And are they willing to engage in violence? Well, yes, a lot of times they are. And it stems from the fact that a lot of that particular brand of anarchist, while they are against the government, they also don't believe in property rights in any way, shape, or form. In fact, a lot of them claim that property, the whole concept of property in and of itself, is theft.
Well, as we were discussing last night at the local Social Sunday group here in Keene, this kind of topic came up about, where do you draw the line, right? That's a good question to kind of ask one of these folks. If they say they don't believe in property, then so it's cool if I use your toothbrush then, right?
And usually they've got this, and what they've got is they've got this kind of personal property versus, capital thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the personal property are your pictures, your toothbrush, even your car. Things that you use on a daily basis. So
I use my car every day.
The car could go either way.
Yes, I have two.
It's about usage. That's where the argument are.
If you're not using it, then it's theirs to use, according to them.
Let me see if I could. I've been given this explanation, and I think the way I was given was a pretty good one, is if you own one hammer to do work as a carpenter, that's legitimate. If you own two hammers in order to give one to someone else so that they may work with you, then that's not legitimate. That hammer then becomes the property of the other person who's working. So, because, it's theirs. They're using it. And you shouldn't be benefiting. I mean, you shouldn't be renting a hammer to somebody so that they can get some work done. You shouldn't be benefiting off of their labor.
I've seen what happens with community property, and it's an ugly thing. It's an ugly thing.
You don't have to convince me.
No, I mean, there have been a couple of examples of stuff that I've donated to, like the Keene Activity Center. And just because nobody owns it at that point, no one really cares about it. No one really takes care of it.
Just
and that's even among liberty-minded folks.
Welfare housing in any city, I mean, it's just, like, the project's just nasty, awful place to live.
Yeah, go look at an amusement park versus a city park.
So, Johnson, any other observations?
Yeah, I hope that they didn't actually engage in violence, and I hope that they are just, keeping their mouths shut because they're, so against the state, but I don't know. I mean,
that's the way it sounds from her interview. I mean, the final statement she makes, it doesn't seem like she supports violence. She has a tattoo on her arm that is in opposition to creating harm in the world. And the only way to know for sure would be to get her on and do an interview, which would be great. Although, as I understand it, she is not doing any interviews at the moment.
I don't know if that'll tell you for sure.
The thing that really makes me suspicious is that she's not doing any interviews when her own publicity got her out. It's really like the outreach and all the letters and all the stuff is what got her out. And she's got two friends in that she says, I really care about my friends. But she's also talking about PTSD and she's got all these emotional issues. It's just a very strange situation all around. And, until, evidence goes one way or another, I find it weird that there's so much support for her without anyone knowing facts either way.
I'm glad that you called in, Johnson, because I feel similarly. And I think that with the tattoo, like having a tattoo that basically says that you're peaceful doesn't really mean anything. I have a million socialist friends that claim that they, you know, don't support anything that involves violence, and then they vote for Obama. And when you mention the children, they don't care.
Yeah, but her tattoo also isn't about being peaceful. It's about causing minimal suffering. So some suffering is okay. You know, like that was my reaction to that. So I don't know. I'm hopeful but dubious, and I would hope that other people would question it a little more before you say, oh, absolutely, rah, rah, you know, with anyone.
I'm with you that I don't necessarily support Leah Plant, but I do have a real problem with the government incarcerating people that refuse to testify in front of their grand juries. In my country, the free country, you have the right to remain silent. And if you choose not to testify in front of their grand jury, you're only enacting your right to remain silent. And I, you know, under that, I do not think that she should have been incarcerated, nor her friends.
Right. For me, the reason I brought the story forth was because she was inspirational in her courage. You know, this little lady who, you know, certainly you wouldn't expect to see in prison, standing up to the man in this way and putting her own personal freedom on the line to stand up for her friends and not, you know, rat them out or whatever. What I don't know, I agree with you. We don't know what her political philosophy is. We can sit here and speculate based on, you know, a little bit of evidence that we can pull out from news pieces and that sort of thing.
I don't think it matters.
And blog posts. I agree. To me, it doesn't matter. If she is indeed protecting somebody who's violent, okay, I disagree with protecting people who are being violent. But we don't know that, and so in the meantime, I'm going to support her action of not talking to the feds. And I thank you, Johnson, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And allegedly, the word is that she had a really harrowing time in there, and that's why she needs some time after she's been gotten out, too, before she does interviews. So we'll see what develops. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for
solar storms?
Nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find there. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find on that page. And when you enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live will collect a portion of your purchase total. So when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, pick the right one for you. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and, of course, Amazon US. Go to the whichever one's best for you and do your shopping and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want and you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. There's some other vendors there like Newegg as well. And if you shop through the Newegg links, then we'll get a much smaller percentage, but we'll get something. The Amazon deal is certainly the best one for Free Talk Live. It's on that page. So let's go to we'll continue with your calls here in a moment, but I want to make sure you know about the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Now with over 13,000 people on board.
It's exciting.
If everyone, you know, we've been saying this for years, but if everyone who's a Free State Project member could just find one person, we'd be at 20,000.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, if everyone could do it tomorrow. If you could do it by the end of the year, that'd be great. If you could find one loved one, one friend who has not yet signed on that maybe wants to, and then help them, you know, walk them through the process of signing on, that would be fantastic. Because we've seen a nice little uptick in the amount of people that have been signing up for the Free State Project recently.
Bump.
And I think if things continue at the same level they're at, then we'll be at 20,000 within a couple of years. Which would be nice, because I remember original projections being sometime in like 2026 or something. So things have definitely been increasing. And I expect to see that happen as we get closer to 20,000. Like as that number, because 20,000 is the goal, we're at 13 now. So as that number gets closer and closer, hopefully there will be more people who've been kind of waiting in the wings to see, oh, well, I'll sign on if it gets to 15,000, or I'll sign on at 19,000, or whatever it is that people tell themselves.
Also, whatever media there is, whatever kind of buzz there is about the increase of signups.
Sure, just the more there is. You know, the success breeds success. So hopefully we'll see that sign-up rate continue to increase.
Frankly, to me, the 20,000 number doesn't really matter at all. I mean, I understand that that's the trigger that some people are probably, it's the trigger for the project. At 20,000, you're supposed to have 5 years to pick up and move. But it's not like they've got a team of mercenaries that's going to go out there and drag everybody who at, you know, the five-year mark into New Hampshire. So, I mean, it's still a voluntary situation. The people that truly want to move voluntarily are picking up and moving voluntarily now.
Yeah, it's better to move sooner rather than later.
They're doing it already. So, I mean, to me, the 20,000 number doesn't mean anything because we already have success here in New Hampshire, and success is what's breeding the sign-ups and the movers and all that sort of thing. I mean, the fact that New Hampshire had a 12% budget cut for the state budget. And, like, I don't think any other state did.
No.
That, to me, speaks volumes.
If you love the ideas of liberty, you understand what it means to be free, that you have to allow others to be free, then go to freestateproject.org to learn more, get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and get signed up, and then find somebody else to sign up too, so we can get there sooner rather than later. Once again, freestateproject.org. As we continue, the FBI investigating so-called anarchists in the Northwest, but also the Northeast. We've had the FBI attempt to infiltrate our happy little group of activists up here. And, of
yes,
course,
they're not anarchist groups.
Well, but people do call them, some of the people up here call themselves anarchists. I don't like the term personally, but some people still, you know, they're, oh, it's sexy. Being an anarchist is dangerous.
Yeah,
it's got that, you know, like a pirate. Arr, pirates weren't cool, man. They didn't do cool things. But people, there's that sexy pirate factor.
I don't know if pirates are sexy. I don't think anybody thinks that.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the excitement part is probably attractive to some people. But according to the search warrant unsealed this week, the government claims that tens of thousands of dollars in damages resulted from the May 1st actions in Seattle, largely due to attacks on the William Kenzo Nakamura U.S. courthouse and a few private businesses in the vicinity. Video footage obtained from the scene has been endlessly analyzed by FBI detectives who have, in weeks and months since, tried to build a case to file charges against the suspects, none of whom are reported to include the three persons asked to testify. That investigation has led to filing not just subpoenas against the Pacific Northwest 3, but executing no fewer than five search warrants in July that aim to recover cell phones, computers, clothes, and literature from Plant, her peers, and others believed to be in cahoots
clothes.
With any local anarchists.
That one is weird to
They're
me.
Taking these people's clothes.
Yeah, and their computers, and their anarchist literature.
I could only, I mean, I
it's
can,
harassment.
I could see why someone, you know, why you might take a computer. You can find a lot of information on the computer. It is an information storage device. I'm not saying I support it. I think that there's some real problems with just wandering in and taking people's
Yeah, I don't like
computers.
The idea that because I know people who are anarchists, that they get to come in and take my stuff. That's not cool.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm not plotting any violence, and nobody I know is plotting any violence, which is why the FBI never gets anywhere with whatever investigations they're doing up here.
Plenty of places it harasses the heck out of people.
Well, they haven't done what they haven't done to us in the Northeast, what they've done to these folks in the Northwest.
But that's because some of them are actually violent.
Some of them actually are. You're right about that. I'm just saying, whenever they're investigating here, they don't get anywhere because there's nothing for them to find out. The movement here is peaceful, and anybody that comes in and starts advocating violence is ostracized.
They're ejected, yeah.
So they're given the chance to change their mind. It's attempted, you know, people attempt to persuade them otherwise, but otherwise they are just basically shut out for the most part.
And as it was being explained, you know, one of the tenets of one of these sort of anarcho-socialist types is direct action, and that often means violence or vandalism and that kind of thing. So, you know, I don't doubt that people that are violent in these groups are probably not kicked out.
In addition to being met with silence from the Northwest 3, the trove of evidence uncovered by the authorities has so far left them unable to release an indictment targeting their suspects. Instead, they have been left with cell phones that, according to the unsealed affidavit, contain text messages describing the May Day protest as awesome, but nothing more remotely noteworthy, or at least not enough to file charges. While Plant has since been freed from prison while she was held in solitary confinement for refusing to comply with the grand jury, both Olznick and Duran remain behind bars as investigators wait to see if they'll be willing to speak. What prosecutors decided to do is choose people and punish them for their association, an attorney Jen Kaplan tells the Seattle Times. To the paper, a counsel for Olznick adds the grand jury investigation specifically sought answers from the anarchist about someone that she knows. Before being imprisoned and released, Plant said that a Freedom of Information Act request she filed revealed the grand jury was first convened in March, 2 months before the vandalism she's being questioned about even occurred. Before being held in contempt of court, Plant wrote, quote, "The government wants to use grand juries to collect information that it can use in a campaign of repression. I refuse to have any part of it. I will never answer their questions. I will never speak." An attorney for Duran adds that while their client isn't being suspected or accused in the May 1st vandalism in Seattle, the associations that exist within the community are enough to keep him under the FBI's radar. The intended result, many fear, is a chilling effect on a community of like-minded individuals that could soon enshroud other groups of activists and outspoken youths. One of the attorneys says one of our concerns was they were really targeting him because they perceived him to be associated with the anarchist community. It's kind of a fishing expedition. So again, we don't know enough about these folks to jump to any conclusions about what they support and what they don't. We know there's no evidence that they support any sort of violence.
I don't think supporting violence means is incarceration worthy either.
No, I agree. Nor is there evidence.
Because look, I mean, the government is a violent organization.
Lots of people support it.
People will call in here and say, well, anybody who doesn't love, you know, America should die. And, I mean, people say that kind of stuff all the time. The fact is if you support violence in support of the state, you're just a good red-blooded American. But if you support violence in, you know, against the state, then you're an evil anarchist.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that supporting violence means anything when it comes to convicting people. Doing violence, that's the issue.
Absolutely, and we've certainly seen plenty of examples of how the FBI actually foments violence. In a lot of cases, they will send people into these groups.
If they can't infiltrate this group and foment violence, that says to me that it's a relatively peaceful group, right?
Right, and we don't know a lot about the details of what level of infiltration they had. That's not really where this story went in its detail, but that's
look,
happening.
The FBI is sending people to sit in on Quaker meetings.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows...
Those are violent people.
Right. You know, these are people that have been pacifists for 300 years.
They're going after dissenters, plain and simple,
that's right.
And they're using violence as their excuse, even though there's no evidence that these three were involved in any violence, and there's also no evidence that they supported that violence at this point. So if you know of anything different, would love to hear. I'm going to send a message to the Free Leah group on Facebook, see if she's going to be available for interview at some point. That way we can all stop speculating. You know, we'll just put the question out there about what sort of actions she supports. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the thing that remains to be clarified here is that they are infiltrating groups, peaceful groups, and in a lot of cases, it's the FBI that will attempt to foment the ideas of violence. They will attempt to encourage people to do violence or to destroy property. That has
and
been documented.
Weapons and arm them.
That has been documented time after time after time. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.